Is what's good for the goose good for the farmer? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the Lowdown on Science. We've been raising chickens for over 4,000 years, but were they our first feathered friends? Masaki Eda from the University of Hokkaido and team went on a wild goose chase. They unearthed goose bones from a 7,000-year-old village in eastern China. They used a technique called radiocarbon dating to determine the bone's age. By measuring physical breakdown, researchers can tell how old carbon-containing materials are. And, analyzing the bone's shape, researchers found a very young goose. But no wild geese were raising young in the area. The bird that the bones came from would have been too young to fly. So the researchers think these geese, not chickens, were the first domesticated birds. This is before the oldest conclusive evidence of chicken domestication. Researchers believe the geese might have tamed themselves by coming to the villagers' farms. Looks like the farmers weren't counting their geese before they hatched.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at LOHDOWM.